Oh, people, we're back in the car like the good old days. The days when we had zero budget. We still have zero budget, to be honest. And we used to start recording the podcast in the car.
Oh, those were the days. And we upgraded our cars, didn't we, gradually, and got bum warmers.
We don't need a bum warmer today, people.
We're sweating.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I am. I'm glowing, darling.
Right, what are we talking about today? My name's Claire, her name's Anna. This is a Slimmer World podcast. Welcome to the crazy crew. Yes, you can come and check us out, by the way, at Slimming World Podcast, where we are continuing to train for our Race for Life 5K walk, which we're doing in July in Heaton Park. You can also come and walk with us if you wish.
Oh, we'd love that.
Go find out the details. You can sign up on the Race for Life website. And you don't have to be a member, you can be an ordinary person.
An ordinary person? As in members are not ordinary people?
Well, I don't know.
It's open to the general public.
That's it, yes, yes. Find out a little bit more. We're posting our training updates on at Slimming World Podcast at Instagram. Right, should we kind of get into talk about mindset? Let's just kind of like park the body magic side of things for today. And kind of buff this myth around Slimming World just being a food plan.
And I think it's so, well, it's just so much more than that, because I think to lose weight, it is so much more than just changing kind of what you put in your mouth and how you shop and how you cook. It's got to be about really changing your attitude, your mind, and those limiting self-beliefs, hasn't it? It is, for me, so much of this was psychological rather than physical, as in it had to be about what I believed about food, what I believed about myself, what I believed about change, and what I was capable of.
I think also a lot of us come to today with a lot of things from our past, from yesterday, if you know what I mean. So you kind of come with a lot of like kind of baggage of what you think you need to do or what a diet should look like. And it's almost kind of a sense of just kind of parking that and being like, right, let's just kind of see where we're at.
Yeah.
And you've pulled out like a brilliant section in the pack, which is in the Choose Your Success book.
Choose Success. Yes, you can. Achieve your dreams and hold on to them for good.
And this is a pack that all members receive when they join, whether you're on via the digital service or you're a group member. And you've picked out page 39. Do you want to kind of read what it says? Because I reckon that first paragraph is bang on the money.
Yeah, it says, reset your mindset and live the life you dreamed of. This is adapted from one of Margaret Miles Bramwell's articles in a Slim World magazine. It says, for the majority of us, losing weight for the long term goes deeper than trying to change the way we shop, cook and eat. We must also change the way we think and feel about food, about physical activity and about ourselves. It isn't just a case of finding willpower. It takes a deep set shift in mindset, attitude and self-perception.
And that's what makes Slimming World incredibly different. You know, I kind of think like right now we're in a car.
We
have the parking brake on.
We do.
It's an opportunity for us to hit pause and be like, right, where are we going here?
Yeah, totally. And I think for so many people I meet, they're ready to press pause and take a think and think about where am I going and what needs to change. And, you know, I've been a Slimming World member for over half my life. And I think what really, really helped me to change was understanding that there was so much experience and expertise in Slimming World that I found in groups that, you know, you got from online, that all the resources that almost I was in safe hands to let Slimming World guide me and help me make these changes, because doing it on your own for me was impossible. I needed a team to guide me, support me, motivate me and inspire me. So it's knowing that if you do want to change your mindset, then you've got to do something different.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking like of an analogy. So, for instance, in and around Slimming World community, in the last month, they've done the clothes throw.
Mm.
So the clothes throw is where members bring old clothes or clothes that no longer fit them to donate to charity shops, depending whether you're in UK or Ireland, which charity it is for. And I kind of think like clothes are like a very physical kind of reminder of that baggage that we have of what we were. Like, and the idea about letting go of those kind of limiting beliefs, letting go of that person that we were to live the life that we dream of.
Yeah, and I think what we don't realise for so many of us is how deep-seated these things are, and actually we have to take notice of things that maybe are holding us back and stopping us achieving so that we can recognize what we need to do. So, like, for example, clothes is such an interesting one because a lot of people hold on to bigger clothes, don't they? I know I did in the fear,
just in case.
Yeah, in the fear that I'm going to go back in that and I might need those jeans. And actually, best thing I ever did, is apart from keeping one pair, was get rid of everything, because actually that was such a limiting belief that, oh, you're going to put it all back on. And I think what I have learned so much from my job but also as a member is that actually, if I make consistent habit change and I get support to do that, I won't regain my weight. And I haven't regained my weight. It happened to me once and I hadn't made the changes in my lifestyle that I needed to make. I had a diet mentality. The moment I stopped that diet mentality and thought about building concrete habits is when I've lost my weight and kept it off. And I think that's where people can come with a lot of baggage or a lot of nerves, can't they? Because I've been on diets before and I've put it on. Well, actually, this isn't a diet, and I say that hand on heart, this isn't a diet and it's not meant to be. This is about adapting and changing to a new lifestyle.
So this idea about, like, the word mindset, I do struggle sometimes to kind of think, well, what do you mean by that? What is my mindset? And the only way I can think about how I break it down is, okay, well, what thoughts are rumbling through my mind today? Like, am I thinking, well, I may as well give it a go, but I probably won't actually get to target anyway? Or, well, you know, you've lost weight before, but you never really stay there. What is my mindset today? Yeah. And how do I then, what thoughts can I replace that with to kind of move it forwards?
Or it's your mindset in general, like, oh, right, okay, history tells me I'm going to do X, or I don't like blackberries and apples, therefore I can't follow this. Or is your mindset, do you know what, I'm feeling so fed up, so unhealthy, I need to change and I'm going to do whatever it takes? Or is your mindset one of resilience where, do you know what, I'm going to keep going, I've got the mental toughness to do this? It's understanding that to be successful with weight loss, your mindset has to be one where you're open to change, you're willing to do things that are hard, you're also willing not to give up. Because for me, one of the biggest things was quitting. And that's what Slimming World and groups taught me, is that if you keep going through the bad patch, you'll get to the good bit. And again, it's understanding how deep set this negative speak and this negative mindset can be that holds you back. And it's actually going, catching hold of yourself so you can go, right, I've got to change this. And how am I going to change this? Because I always think the first step to change is identifying that something needs to change and then getting the steps in place to change it.
Yeah, we talk often, don't we, about journaling. And I think this is a really good kind of opportunity, that if you have your journal nearby or even some post-it notes and, like, some pens, or be they coloured pens if you want to go crazy, you know, draw something. But what are these thoughts that are going through? I mean, it talks about here in this article that we're looking at in the pack, it talks about some of the lines, like the script lines that we might be saying inside our mind. So, for instance, it's got, your story may go something like this. Pause this if any of these kind of jump out at you. Write it down just so you can capture it. So, the first one says, I'm not a physically active person. The next one, I'm no good at sports, not swimming, not dancing, not even walking. I'm hopeless at losing weight. I'm just no good at it. I'm the sort of person who starts well, then never finishes anything. I'm not a great achiever. I usually fail if it's something a bit more difficult than I'm used to. I'm the sort of person who hates change of any kind. I'm not a fruit and a vegetable lover. I can't get by without my crisps and chocolate. I can't survive without my wine, my beer, or gin and tonic after a busy day, or whatever your favourite tipple is. And I'm not a fan of drinking water. So these are some of the suggestions of perhaps limiting beliefs or thoughts that we have going around our head, which ultimately could be sabotaging us without us even knowing.
And I think it's so interesting. What it says here that's really key is you have those beliefs in your head, but it says you've probably got a good idea now and can add your own unique story, your own unique script. It's a tape that plays constantly and has done for a long time. And by now you actually believe
it. That's a big one, isn't it? Like, yeah. It's so, you say it so much that it, deep inside you, you truly believe it.
Yeah, and it basically says that you've got the evidence. You know, your history tells you and proves to you that constantly. And it's absolutely saying to yourself, just because my mind says these things doesn't mean they're true.
Well, and also you kind of end up sabotaging yourself, and then it affirms it. You say, well, I told myself that was going to happen. Yeah. And look, it's happened all over again.
Exactly.
So then it's finding those tools and the support of how do you rewrite those script lines? And that is the side that I think a lot of people don't understand about the support and the other aspects of the membership that Slimming World includes, right?
Yeah, you know, we've got the kind of methods of the food optimizing system, which is incredible, the eating plan where you're never going to go hungry, which is really key, that unique activity program and that unique support in group and online of how to change your mindset, which is really key. You need all three of those things to create the whole. And I think what we've done over the last 50 years plus is really learn about how people need habits change and how they're going to create that, also how they're going to integrate this to become a lifestyle and not a diet mentality. So it's kind of knowing that what you get when you go through Slimming World doors, be it physically or virtually, you're getting that unique program that is built to make everything change, what you consume, how you move and how your head works.
I mean, I think even people who are members listening to this may not have tapped into the full array of things that they have access to. The features, the online articles, which are available for members only via Lifeline Online. The success stories, there's the magazines, obviously. But then there are other things like your for and against lists.
Yeah, we've got all our tools. But I would say to anybody, physically getting into a group and getting image therapy, if you can, is going to be the game changer. If you want to go down the online route, absorbing all that support of the community, of the virtual offering that we have. But it's knowing that you need all three pillars to create a change. And then we've got all the peripheral stuff like the activity videos, the tools that you'll get in image therapy to support that. But you need a community to help you make those changes.
Yeah, and make it stick.
Yeah, because that's the thing. And that was always the thing I was worried about. I'm going to lose this weight and I'm going to regain it. But actually, when my habits were strong enough, deep enough, and I constantly practiced them and got the support to get them there, it's never gone back on.
It seems like, you know, in a world where there are so many different type of diets or plans or things, like, you know, this idea that it's just about, well, you just eat less and move more, it's way deeper than that. I think that's where this taps into. It's more than just talking about a calorie deficit.
I mean, for me, if someone said to me, you've just got to eat less and move more, I said, okay, that's great, but how am I going to make those habit changes? Because that's great that you tell me that. And that's what I've got in Slimming World, the little bits of support, information, ideas to change those habits. So I think what you have to do sometimes is turn down the noise and look at what you need as a human being to become the person you want in terms of weight loss.
The education that I kind of picked up around understanding my trigger foods, my danger zones, you know, the areas where I potentially might sabotage myself. This stuff is what that I had never got that knowledge before.
No. But something far more basic you hadn't, like, I remember you trying different fruits.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
All I'd eaten was like a strawberry and a banana till the age of 26, really, yeah.
But again, it's also understanding, for me, you know, I've got lots of physical health problems. And I'd always say, right, I need a doctor to help me with that. But what I had failed to realise is that I needed help and support with my eating, with my activity. And it was saying, can you help me? It's okay that I need help. Because so many of us think I should do this on my own. It should be okay. Mm. Well, actually, it shouldn't. You shouldn't have to do it on your own. That's what this is here for, your community, your consultant, your online support, because it's not easy to do on your own. Well, it was, for me, it was impossible.
No, there's something like, you can read a magazine or you can look on Instagram and you can see people who have got the wonderful after photos. They've got that headline of, I'm such and such and I lost 10 stone and you can too. But there's something that's really different about, say, when I go to group and I sit next to somebody who has lost, you know, several stone and they are maintaining their target weight, and be able to have a chat with them. We shop in the same supermarket.
Yeah.
We live in the same area. It feels like it's so reality. Much more approachable yeah. that I can have a conversation with them. And I think that is key of seeing and surrounding yourself with people who are doing it, who have been in your shoes. That is something that I don't think you often get when you're on your own.
You can't get it, can you? And you need that camaraderie, you need that understanding so that you can make it through the hard days.
Well, should we finish with some examples then of people who have
yes
broke through this kind of shift, right? So I went and dabbled in the articles, it's features.
It is features, and dabbled is such an interesting
dabbled,
word.
Dabbled, yes, I dabbled in it. That's the wrong word, I think. But anyway,
no, you went and investigated.
You know when we try and put posh words in things when we really shouldn't?
Yeah.
It's an example.
Yeah.
So anyway, I found this article which was 10 favourite non-scale victories.
Ooh.
And I think that this is great for people who may it's so easy, isn't it, when you just like lose track of where you've come from, where you're going,
yes.
just to kind of be like, remember the great things that are happening in your life right now.
Yes.
So I looked at this and I thought, this is such a positive way to finish this podcast. So here, some headlines. So here's one here. The look on my son's face when we play together.
Oh.
Over 22 stone, Amy thought her dream of being an active mum would never come true. Mm. Here's how she transformed her family life and lost almost 10 stone.
Wow.
I took control of my type 2 diabetes. Cynthia Morris lost 4 stone, 8.5 pounds to turn her health around.
God, that's incredible.
Saying yes to a skiing trip with my mates. Weighing over 21 stone, Mark Smith couldn't walk up the stairs without getting out of breath. These days, he's 6 stone lighter and feeling fit, healthy and ready for adventure.
Aww.
I can get on any theme park ride.
Wow.
This is Stephen Little, who we had on the podcast a couple of years ago. His weight ruined his holiday to Florida, but he was spurred into action. Now he's planning a return visit and he's confident this trip will be magical.
Aww.
Walking down the aisle in my dream dress. Danielle gave herself the perfect wedding gift by getting to Target the day before she tied the knot.
Oh, wow.
Lost 2 stone, 5 pounds.
Oh, incredible.
This is so beautiful. Giving birth to my beautiful boy, Kaylin, after her 9th miscarriage, Shannon Dixon lost 8 stone, 8 pounds in the hope it would lead to a healthy pregnancy.
Oh.
Now she's loving being a healthy, energetic mom.
Oh, what gift.
Wow. Picking up a size 12 and knowing it will fit.
Oh, nice.
Has another one on my script. Well, I'll never be a size 12. I'll never be able to pick up something and let that fit. You know what I mean?
Totally get it. Always go to the old size because you didn't believe it.
Yeah. Fashion fan Charlotte McNally is rocking colourful, curve-hugging clothes with confidence since losing 3 stone, 4 pounds.
Wow.
I qualified as a lifeguard.
Oh, that's no mean feat.
Lloyd Knight's weight loss diary shows how he lost 6 stone, 11 pounds, helping him make a splash in his new career.
It's like you wrote it, Claire.
Packing a suitcase full of clothes I love.
Oh.
Keisha Sullivan lost 6 stone and no longer feels left out of fun in the sun with her friends.
Oh, what a gift.
This was one of the reasons I ended up joining after a holiday. And I thought, I have nothing to wear.
Mm.
I don't want to show any of my skin. And I hate the photos. The thought of packing a suitcase full of clothes that you love.
Oh, and you can't wait to put on. Yeah.
And I stepped into the spotlight, the last one says. Jo Street longed to be on the stage, but worried about her size. Until she lost 8 stone and got herself a starring role.
Oh, you see? And that just goes to show different reasons, but all did the same thing and achieved it.
Yeah. So I think that's quite a positive way to kind of end things, really, of if you rewrote the scripts that you have been holding on to for so many years and you've made them into something more positive, if you had that support to help you, show you how to change those habits, behaviours, what would you want your non-scale victory story to say?
What's your non-scale victory?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I feel like the whole of my life has just changed.
You know, I was just thinking that about mine. Like, if you're going to ask me what was mine, I don't think I could put it down to one thing. I think it's the life I've gained. I'm living, if that makes sense. Whereas before, I just was existing to a certain point. It's mad, isn't it? How you don't realise we've made so many huge changes that you probably don't recognise them all.
The confidence in just allowing me to be me and...
Yes.
Movement, I think, has just been massive. Just my cooking. I mean, I couldn't cook.
Yeah.
I probably ate the same three foods over and over again. Yeah. One of those was a takeaway.
Yes.
You know, just the variety that I have is just
crazy,
wild.
You know, I was just thinking, I like me and I hated me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd be my mate now, whereas I wouldn't have before.
Yeah.
But do you know what I mean? Like, you don't realise that, do you? Like, actually how much you hate yourself, and then to have turned it around and be like, I'm all right. You know what I mean?
I think if the old me would never be able to do a podcast like this and be comfortable talking about my weight, what I eat, what I do, without feeling embarrassed.
Yeah, totally get that.
And then the silly little photos and videos that we do for Instagram, where we just look like buffoons. But it's, I think that requires a certain level of confidence to be able to not care.
Yeah. That's a good point. I don't care so much anymore what people think of me. Whereas I would always be like, they're judging me. Now I'm like, judge me. It's fine.
Well, look, if you, we just want to let you know, if you're interested in joining Slimming World, you're not a member already, you can go to slimmingworld.co.uk. You can type in your postcode and find where your nearest group is if you'd like to join. And there's also information about the digital online only service as well. Very difficult to get all these words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
But hopefully, you know, get your journal out, have some ideas, really rummage about perhaps what is it that you need to let go of. Mm-hmm. Is that closed?
Yeah.
Is it your inner script? And hopefully letting go of some of this stuff that's maybe held you back from your past, from yesterday, can allow you to move towards tomorrow, can move towards your future. So hopefully a few things to think about.
I think more than a few. But thanks for joining us.
Have a great week. See you soon.
Bye for now.